Live from ATIA, this is Mike Olof, and I am joined by Trey Lytle from Duratech. Is that the company name or the...
Yeah, that's actually the name of the product.
The product, D-U-R-A-T-E-Q is the spelling on that. What's your company name?
Company name is Softech Development Corporation.
And that's S-O-F-T-E-Q, so we've got some unique spellings there.
Yes.
Okay, so talk about what you do. This is very unique, folks, and we're going to play you a demo after we discuss it.
Yeah, what we do is we make assistive technology for public venues. And public venues like Walt Disney World, the New England Patriots have a brand new hall at Patriot Place, and the museum at Coca-Cola, which is the World of Coke Museum in Atlanta, Georgia.
So this would be where people travel and they hear that, which I used to do with little small little AM transmitters, where you travel around and hear different bits of historical information as you move from place to place, right?
Yeah. However, it's particular to the only at the venue. In the venues that I named, what they've done is they've invested in some technology that creates an infrared network that you hold our device, which is the Duratech ATV unit, and you walk around, and the Duratech plays content based on the location you are within their venue.
So is that done with GPS, or is it done with RF type of, how does it work?
It's actually done with
infrared. Okay, very good.
And the device has enhanced infrared receptors on it that as it walks by a particular area, it's hit with a pulse that releases the content to be played for you.
So where's the content? Is the content in the device itself, or it transmits it from, they have some kind of storage, I guess?
Yeah, the content's actually on the device itself, Mike. You're right. So the content is pre-prepared.
Oh, I see. So right? They come and they get the device. Obviously, the content's already there. And then as they travel to the different places within, the relevant content is played, I guess.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Describe the unit that you brought here.
Okay, the unit is fairly small. It's probably about twice the size of maybe a standard cell phone, you know, right now. It's thin and light. It's about 8.9 ounces, and it's the size with a 3.5-inch screen on a PDA. On the device, Mike, is software, which we call ALICE, which is the Assisted Listening and Captioning Engine. Because the device not only serves the blind community with descriptive narration and assistive listening, but it also serves the deaf community with handheld captioning, right? So there's actually a screen on it for handheld captioning as well.
Oh, very cool. Okay. Well, why don't you plug that into the device, and then I will plug the other end into my recorder here, and now Trey will give us a little demo of how it works.
Content from the World of Coca-Cola.
Portraits of people from around the world enjoying Coca-Cola beverages.
As you walk forward, away from the audio guide distribution desk, the right wall is mostly glass, stretching up to the high ceiling. It provides a view out to the park and the Georgia Aquarium. There are a set of double doors on the far side of the room. Through there is the next stop on our tour. The bathrooms are behind and to the right of the desk.
Welcome. The loft is a low-lit room covered in Coca-Cola signs and memorabilia from around the world, past to present. We're on a small landing that overlooks a gently winding ramp that doubles back on itself as it leads down to an open waiting area. The ramp begins a few feet directly in front of the door we just came through.
Welcome to Milestones of Refreshment. This is a trip through time from the invention of Coca-Cola to today. It's illustrated by an amazing collection of artifacts that we've collected from across the world. At each milestone, be sure to listen in on the short movies that tell the story of these artifacts.
This is the milestone for bottling, one of the most important developments in the history of Coca-Cola. We're in an odd-shaped room with lots of corners and curves. The floor is paved with cobblestones. On the right-hand side, there's an antique truck taking up most of the space. To your left, there's a small glass case. It contains an old typed document bearing two signatures at the bottom. This milestone is about Coca-Cola's groundbreaking reach to every corner of the world. The room you're standing in curves from left to right. The wall to the left features a case holding over 100 signs from all over the world. The signs advertise Coca-Cola products in at least 10 languages, including Dutch, Chinese, and Arabic. The advertisements show people from around the world enjoying Coca-Cola while having fun. Welcome to Bottle Works. You're entering a glass hallway that winds through the heart of a real working bottling operation. Gleaming silver machinery whirs all around you, even over your head. The whole room is one big, finely tuned machine.
Quick question for you. What do Andy Warhol and Santa Claus have in common? That's right, Coca-Cola.
When you walk through the pop culture gallery in a few moments, you'll find out about those connections and the many other ways artists around the world use Coca-Cola as a subject, a muse, and even a medium.
People can get the gist there of that. Any final comments?
Well, we're real excited about the ATIA convention because we're exposing more and more people to the technology, and we hope that more and more venues decide to invest in and provide these services for the blind community.
Okay, very good. How can people reach you if they would like to pursue this?
People can reach me at, I'll give you my email address. It's treylytle@duratech.com, and I'll spell that for you. It's trey, T-R-E-Y, dot Lytle, L-I-T-E-L, at duratech.com, D-U-R-A-T-E-Q.com.